For some styles of music, there's this moment of introduction, an instant when the sound of what's gonna be hits the ears of what we all know, and everything changes. Think of Stravinsky's Rite of Spring premiering in Paris and the riots it caused, the Beatles playing the Ed Sullivan Show and the riots they caused. Well, 50 years ago this week, one of the most influential jazz musicians in history gave a landmark concert at New York City's Town Hall. Thelonious Monk. His music had mostly been played solo or by a trio or quintet. At the Town Hall concert, he played with a 10-piece band. Monk's Town Hall concert was the moment when bebop jazz left shadowy nightclubs and moved to center stage. And here to take us back to that moment is WNYC music host Terrence McKnight. Welcome back to the program.
Thanks,
Terrence.
Thanks, John. Good to be with you.
Put me there. I'm already there. What do you mean?
Well, right now we're in a place called the Five Spot, and we're listening to a composition called In Walked Bud. And Thelonious Monk wrote this and dedicated it to his good friend and colleague, Bud Powell. And this is where a lot of the bebop really fomented, you know, places like Minton's and the Five Spot, where people were like Dizzy Gillespie and Thelonious Monk, and these guys would get together and create this new music in the 40s and 50s. And finally, in 1959, as you said, that's when bebop hit the mainstream.
And these were incredible virtuosos, but they shunned the kind of flashy stage setup that, say, a Duke Ellington would have loved.
Well, these guys wanted really to be taken seriously as musicians and not so much as entertainers. And they looked at some of the music of the past, like from the swing era, and saw how these guys were serious musicians, but they were taken lightly. And people would talk over the music, and it was just sheer entertainment. So they wanted to create a music where people had to listen quietly, and people did listen quietly, and these guys played what they wanted to play. They didn't play to necessarily entertain or to appease an audience's sensibilities. They played what they wanted to play, how they wanted to play it. Now, if you listen to this tune that we just heard in Walk Bud, we're going to hear the tune from Mint when they played it at Town Hall.
This is from the concert.
This is from Town Hall, 1959. I believe it was February 28th. And this tune is Blue Skies Smiling at Me, Talking About Blue Skies. So a lot of time in bebop music, they would take old standards and use the harmony, not so much the melody, but they would use the harmony and reconfigure that harmony, because bebop was all about harmony and all about rhythm and some, you know, different shifts from the swing era.
So you hear the familiar, the old standard, but then you hear the dissonances, the experimentation, the improvisation.
And with this, you know, Thelonious Monk, who the prior year had been arrested and beaten by the police, he had gotten his cavalry card taken for the second time. That was 1958. And so for this same guy to come out of Minton's and the Five Spot and go to Town Hall, which at the time was New York's, which was perhaps the second concert hall in the city, Carnegie Hall, and then Town Hall, it was a huge deal.
So Monk's on piano, of course. Who's playing sax there?
Well, you got Sam Jones playing bass, Arthur Taylor played drums, Donald Byrd played trumpet that evening, Eddie Burt played trombone, there was a French horn player named Robert Northern, Jay McAllister on tuba, Phil Woods on alto sax, Charlie Rouse on tenor sax, and Barry Sax was played by Pepper Adams. Now, all of this music, you know, was arranged by a guy named Hall Overton. He and Monk collaborated on this for this concert. Hall was a professor at Juilliard. And the two of these guys got together and worked tirelessly for weeks to put these arrangements in the form for a big band, because Monk's music was traditionally played by a quartet, quintet, and sometimes a trio.
So they understood what was at stake. in this concert. They understood that this was really a rollout of a style of music that the huge audiences had not heard at all, and they wanted to get it right.
Yeah, I mean, prior to this concert, I mean, I think it was 1955, Monk showed up at the Newport Jazz Festival, and people really looked at him as if he was some sideshow or some type of freak. You know, he was very eccentric, and, you know, sometimes he's, you know, his style was, there were some things extra musical about his, or how shall I say, Monk would do stuff like, he'd be playing piano, then all of a sudden he'd get up and dance. You know, he'd like dance in a clockwise fashion and just kind of twist around and turn around and just jump back down at the piano and play these really angular rhythms. And it was just so brand new to many listeners who were accustomed to people like Ellington playing or Bud Powell or some of the better known pianists of that day. So this week at Town Hall, there's going to be a recreation of this concert. Thursday night, Charles Tolliver, a trumpeter who was actually at that 1959 concert, has recreated all of this music. He's gone in, listened to the records, and reorchestrated all of this stuff. He's going to present it Thursday night.
That's tonight.
That's tonight.
Yeah.
That is tonight. And then tomorrow night, Jason Moran, another pianist, is going to use some of the actual footage that was found in this rehearsal studio where you hear Monk talking, you hear Monk and Hall Overton talking about these orchestrations and putting all this music together. So you'll actually hear Monk's voice and see some of the photos that were taken during that whole period that they were rehearsing for this concert. So Town Hall tonight and tomorrow night, Monk's recreation of this 1959 show.
Wow. So before we go, the audience went wild 50 years ago?
I think we can hear some audience applause if we get to the end of a piece. But the audience was, yeah, the audience was very receptive to this music. I don't think they knew exactly what to expect, but they were receptive. It'll be interesting to hear how receptive they are tonight and tomorrow night.
That's great. Terrence McKnight will be broadcasting from New York's Town Hall tonight at 8. Details are at thetakeaway.org. You can hear that broadcast on our website. Thanks, Terrence.
You bet.
Oh, yeah. He always takes us to the concert and backstage. Terrence McKnight, music host at WNYC New York Public Radio.